One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
In the quiet recesses of a childhood where the mind is still growing, a certain kind of innocence lingers. But for some, that innocence is shattered by the presence of something far more unsettling. Imagine a home where the boundary between reality and something darker is blurred, where the flicker of shadows, the whisper of voices, and the sensation of unseen eyes are more than just tricks of the mind. For one young person, this was not a nightmare or a fleeting imagination. It was their reality. As you listen to this story, ask yourself, what if the things we dismiss as mere superstition or coincidence are, in fact, something far more sinister? What if the forces we cannot see are not only real, but have been with us from the beginning, waiting for the right moment to make themselves known? In the midst of a family torn apart by divorce, one child found themselves caught between worlds, one shaped by faith, the other by something darker. Could this child have been marked by forces beyond their understanding? Or was it all just a series of twisted coincidences that grew into something far more dangerous? Let's get to the letter. They write, I wasn't sure where to begin, but as I look back on everything, I realize that it all started long before I could even fully understand what was happening to me. I was born into a family with deep roots in two very different worlds, one shaped by my mother's devout Christianity, the other marked by the mysterious and often dark practices that seemed to follow my father. My mother, a devout Christian, always told me to ignore the strange things I experienced as a child, calling them the devil's tricks. She would say, it's just your imagination, or don't pay attention to it, it's not real. But somehow I couldn't shake the feeling that there was something else. Something that didn't fit into her black and white view of the world. My father, on the other hand, was a different story. He had a history that I only understood in fragments. Fragments I wish I could forget. He came from a family with deep spiritual traditions, but not the kind that would make my mother proud. My father, from what I can remember, was deeply involved with some kind of darker spiritual practices. I remember visiting an old man's house once, a place I never should have gone. As we entered, the heavy scent of incense filled the air. I could see an altar adorned with bloody chicken heads and skulls. Strange, colorful beads hung from the walls, just like the ones my father wore. That was the first time I realized that my father was connected to something far darker than I could understand. At the time, I didn't know exactly what I was seeing, but I knew it terrified me. I could feel the hair on the back of my neck stand up. The old man's house felt alive in a way I couldn't explain. The air was thick, heavy with the weight of things left unsaid. After that day, things began to change. Shadows that weren't there before started appearing at the edges of my vision. they would move like they were alive, creeping in the corners of my room or along the walls of the hallway. My father's house seemed to be filled with something I couldn't put into words. I was just a child, no older than 5 or 6 when it first started happening. I would lay in bed, staring into the darkness, hearing the low hum of voices whispering just out of reach. At first, I thought it was just my imagination, but it wasn't. Sometimes I would hear my own name, softly, just above a whisper, as though someone was standing at the foot of my bed. I would close my eyes tight, hoping it was a dream, but it never was. These things, whatever they were, never went away. My mother would always dismiss it when I told her. "You're just scared," she'd say. "It's nothing." But I knew better. There was something there. It wasn't just fear. It was a feeling, a presence, like someone was watching me when I was alone. And it wasn't just at night. During the day, when I played in my room, or sat quietly in the corner, I could feel it there too. The shadows seemed to grow longer, darker, as if they were waiting for something. There was one day I remember vividly when I was sitting by the window looking out at the street when I saw something that made my blood run cold. I'd been talking to my toys, just like any child does, when out of the corner of my eye I saw a dark figure standing in the doorway of my room. Its shape was indistinct, but its head was different. It had spiked protrusions like horns, and it was tall, too tall for anyone I knew. I froze. My heart began to race. I turned to my brother, who was sitting next to me, and whispered, "Do you see that?" He looked at me with a confused expression. "What are you talking about?" he asked, turning around to look, but the figure was already gone. He didn't see anything. I felt a cold chill spread through my body. I tried to dismiss it. Maybe it was just a trick of the light or my mind playing games with me. But I couldn't shake the feeling that something was there, something evil, something ancient. Later that night, when we were in bed, I saw it again. This time it wasn't at the doorway. It was standing at the foot of my bed, just outside the dim light that spilled in from the hallway. The same dark figure, its spiked head hanging low, as if it were waiting for me to notice. I called out to my brother, but again, he didn't see it. He couldn't understand why I was so scared. He was much older than me, and he didn't believe in things like that, but I did. I could feel it creeping into the room, watching me. I started sleeping with my brother more often after that. He would let me crawl into his bed when I was scared. He always tried to reassure me, telling me there was nothing there, nothing to fear. But no matter how hard I tried to convince myself that it was just my imagination, the fear never left. The darkness in that house seemed to grow stronger with each passing day. The figure at the door, the whispers in the night, it all built up until I didn't know where the real world ended and the supernatural began. Then came a time when my brother moved out. It was just my father and me again. That's when things began to get much, much worse. After my brother moved out, the house seemed even emptier. The silence more oppressive. It felt like the shadows, once only a distant presence, were now closing in around me. But it wasn't just the absence of my brother that made things feel different. My father, though usually distant, seemed more involved in strange rituals than ever before. He brought an old man and his teenage daughter into our home, and I could feel something shift in the air when they arrived. Their presence wasn't like others. It felt more deliberate, as though they were part of a plan I couldn't comprehend. The old man was deeply involved in practices I couldn't even name. He would come into our home at strange hours, carrying with him objects that felt foreign and sinister. I remember watching him place an egg yolk into a cup of water by the window one evening. It wasn't the egg that unsettled me. It was the chanting, the constant murmurs that filled the room, so low and soft you could almost ignore them. But they were there, lingering in the air like an unspoken promise. I was told it was just a ritual, but it didn't feel like that. It felt like something far more dangerous. The air itself seemed charged, thick with intent. I spent most of my time alone, trying to avoid the rituals. My father seemed more focused on his work than he ever had before, and the old man's daughter, though kind to me, always made me feel like I was caught in the middle of something I couldn't control. She was always braiding my hair, quietly chanting things under her breath, but I never understood the words. I didn't need to understand them to know they weren't good. There was something about her, too, a strange warmth, almost maternal, but there was an edge to it, like she was there to keep me distracted while something much darker was happening right under my nose. The more I tried to ignore what was happening, the more intense the experiences became. I started to notice things moving on their own. Small things at first, like the porcelain figure on my shelf that would shift ever so slightly when I wasn't looking. I told myself it was nothing, just a trick of the mind. But then it wasn't. The movements grew more deliberate, the objects more noticeable. I couldn't escape the feeling that something was watching me. Something that knew exactly what I was thinking and when. There were nights when I would wake up, frozen in place, unable to move, as if something was holding me down. The shadows would be deeper, more pronounced, and I could feel a coldness creeping into my room. I would lie there, unable to make a sound, feeling the weight of something heavy in the air. It wasn't just the darkness anymore. It was something alive, something that had been there all along, waiting for me to acknowledge it. One evening I woke up to the sound of chanting. It wasn't my father or the old man. It was someone else, someone I couldn't place. I sat up, heart pounding, and tried to listen. The words were strange, like a language I had never heard before, but they were rhythmic, like an incantation. The room felt different, too. The temperature had dropped, and the shadows on the walls looked longer, more distorted. I was paralyzed with fear, unable to move or call out. The chanting grew louder, and I could feel something pressing in from the corners of the room. I didn't know what to do. My father was in the other room, but he never heard it. The sounds, the shadows, they didn't seem real, and yet they were. They were as real as the walls around me, as real as the fear that gripped me. I couldn't escape it, couldn't understand it. It was like I was caught in a world between waking and dreaming, and the rules of reality no longer applied. Then came the night when I heard a knock on my door. It was soft at first, like the wind against the wood, but then it grew louder, more insistent. I could feel my heart pounding in my chest as I tried to stay still, hoping whoever it was would leave, but they didn't. They kept knocking, and I could feel the pressure building, as though something was pushing against the door from the other side. When I finally gathered the courage to open it, there was no one there. But I could feel the presence, the weight of something, or someone, standing just outside, waiting. I slammed the door shut and locked it, but the feeling didn't go away. The darkness, the cold, the presence, it lingered, pressing in on all sides. I've often wondered if it was my father's rituals that brought it all to the surface, or if it was always there waiting for me to realize what was happening. Either way, it was too late to turn back. Something had already followed me. Something had already marked me, and I had no idea how to make it stop. And even now, as I sit here and write this, I still feel it. Sometimes, late at night, when the house is quiet, I hear the faintest sound of chanting. Just beyond the walls. I try to ignore it, but deep down, I know it's still there, watching, waiting. As we reflect on this chilling tale, it's impossible not to consider the psychological implications of what the protagonist has described. What's truly unsettling is the sense that reality itself seems to blur at the edges, becoming more fragile with every passing moment. The boundaries between what is real and what is imagined appear less defined. The references to shadowy figures, inexplicable sounds, and the dark rituals performed by the father's acquaintances all seem to suggest a deep and unspoken history. Could these experiences be linked to Tracy's exposure to certain occult practices during childhood? Was there something about their father's involvement with dark spiritual forces that left a lingering mark, a kind of psychic imprint that never quite faded? Or could these events in part be explained by a child's vulnerability, an overactive imagination stirred by stress, isolation, and the unsettling atmosphere of their home? Yet there's still something undeniably eerie about these encounters. The fact that Tracy recounts not just a fear of the dark, but a tangible, almost physical sensation of being watched, of being trapped between worlds, adds a layer of credibility to the more paranormal aspects of the story. The knocking at the door, the chanting, the shadows that seem to move with a mind of their own. These aren't the kinds of things that can be easily explained away. Tracy's description of an overwhelming presence, something waiting, something watching, suggests the possibility that these forces weren't merely imagined. From a psychological standpoint, we might consider the potential for traumatic experiences in childhood to manifest in the form of vivid dreams, hallucinations, or a heightened sensitivity to environmental stimuli. But then, there's the question that hangs over it all. If something truly supernatural is involved, what does it want? And why is it still here all these years later, even as the protagonist attempts to move on with their life? In the end, we are left with more questions than answers. Is the haunting a product of Tracy's environment, a byproduct of a broken home, an unstable father, and a life marked by hidden, darker practices? Or is it a sign that the line between the living and the dead isn't as clear as we'd like to think? One thing is certain. The shadows in this story aren't done yet. Perhaps some things are meant to remain unanswered. Perhaps some forces are never truly banished. But one question remains. What does the future hold for Tracy? Is the darkness still waiting for them? Or has it already followed them into the next chapter of their life? And for all of us, it leaves us to wonder how much of what we fear is real. And how much is it simply waiting for us to acknowledge it? Thank you for joining us in this unsettling journey. Until next time, stay curious, but maybe keep the lights on.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cash back really adds up.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.